This is Honest Abe Lincoln, and I'd like to read to you from logs.
Good morning! Friday, June 26th, episode 199. Historic. Permit me to read from the mailbag. Some listeners wonder if I'm not spacing out the episodes as we approach episode 200. No! Are you high on drugs? No, absolutely not. The truth is, I don't mind telling you this, that this podcast originates in Iran. Yes. And my internet coverage these past few weeks has been a little bit, sort of suppressy. It's got a suppressy. The downloads and uploads are a little bit totalitarian. I'm not sure. I'm not a computer guy, so I'm not exactly sure what the... I've noticed recently when you want to upload a video to YouTube, and this wasn't supposed to happen with the new upgrade for Firefox, but it still is happening. When you try to upload a video of a protest to YouTube, instead of the normal upload time, it just keeps hanging there until some guys come to your house and club you and then put you in jail. And they said they had patched that. So I don't know, it might be a Java thing. What the bleep is going on in Iran?
June 12th election, incumbent president Ahmadinejad was re-elected. Unanimously.
Exactly 1 minute after the polls closed, or perhaps 20 to 25 minutes before. Which is really just splitting hairs in a country that uses largely paper ballots, because it was unanimous, so I mean everybody really wanted him to win pretty bad. He even won in the reform candidate's Mir Hussein Mousavi's hometown, which, you know, just gives you an idea of the degree to which everybody just really was really behind Ahmadinejad. And this is even in a time of, you know, a trend of reform. So this is the definition of cut and dry. Oh, and I forgot. The Supreme Leader ordained it so. So, I mean, ta-da, democracy. Ayatollah Khomeini deemed it so, naturally. He's infallible, like the Pope. It's true. He said that God would be cool if there were 12 million extra ballots printed and if election officials, I mean, because it was already preordained by God, if Ahmadinejad was just the winner, however it happened. Election officials were given an edict that they were to carry out the will of God. And then he defended that decision by God, which, you know, you gotta stick to your guns. But then something happened that was really boffo. The television news media in Iran was part of the slice of the pie, comprising 100% of the pie, representing Ahmadinejad's constituency. And it seemed to the slice of the people outside of the 100% of Iranians that some things were happening that weren't being televised. Just a ton of stuff, like Joss Whedon's Dollhouse, the revolution. Yeah, the revolution would not be televised, I guess because of just a lack of funds. It was difficult to get product placements that I don't know, maybe had apparent synergy with, you know, revolutionary demographics. Or, you know, it could have been the time slot. Doesn't matter. For whatever reason, the revolution wouldn't be televised. You know, maybe HBO will pick it up. The Iranians found a way to mobilize without it. They used the internet, they used Twitter, they used Facebook. And it worked pretty good. It made things possible. It raised their visibility abroad. Obama went from a no comment to a, well, you probably shouldn't be. You really shouldn't. It's not acceptable to... We don't like to see the... Which is an appropriate change, an appropriate shift. Maybe a little timid. A little timid. And by the way, the notion strikes me that if this Iranian-style protest were to take place in the United States... It wouldn't work at all because Bush's warrantless wiretapping was kept by Obama. And so tweets and all of our Facebooks and our cell phones and IM and email and all of our web traffic is keyword searchable thanks to AT&T immunity for warrantless wiretapping and a product called the Naris STA-6400. Apparently Iranians are having difficulties of the same order. Nokia has agreed to help Ahmadinejad do deep packet inspection of Iranian web traffic. but they're a smart, enterprising, committed, and technologically savvy nation that you will remember that President Bush wanted to obliterate with a preemptive nuclear strike a few months ago. Same guys. Yeah. Remember? Anyway, they're finding workarounds having to do with encryption and anonymizing services. We would do well to follow in their footsteps, just in case. Links in the show notes. Then there was horrible bloody backlash, and many, many people died, including a pretty young woman named Nada. And video of that awful event made it outside of the country. And the world saw it, and it was horrifying, and it turned up the heat. And President Obama saw the video, and he called it heartbreaking and fundamentally unjust. And he was interrupted by Helen Thomas, our gal Helen Thomas, who asked him to reconcile those statements with his own efforts at home to suppress America's torture photos. She was right. She was dead right, because people see these things, and they can't help but be viscerally affected. And for that reason, to suppress evidence of what torture actually looks like permits it to continue, because nobody could see it and endorse it. See, we don't like violence. We're not a violent people, we humans. I don't think. Not really. We forget that, and then we see it. And we remember. That's why we are discouraged from seeing it. We don't like to see it. But we love to hear about it. This has been Abraham Lincoln coming to you from the AbrahamLincolnLogs.com. Stay with the election, my friends. They want our attention, they need our attention. And we'll talk about it next Friday. Good day!